Dana Losia, a 29-year-old labor lawyer in Brooklyn, describes herself as a pretty big Obama supporter. She worked for a year at Michelle Obama's Public Ally Chicago, where she met Barack a few times. She called him the most inspiring, amazing person, a different kind of politician. Of Hillary Clinton, whom Losia supported in her Senate runs, she says, "I just think she acted badly during this campaign." And yet, as Losia wrote in a recent email, "I've been really bothered by what I perceive as sexism among some male Obama supporters and have spent hours defending Clinton. A lot of guys just can't stand Hillary, and it's the intensity of their irritation with her that disturbs me more than their devotion to Obama." Mm-hmm. "This riveting Democratic primary campaign has provided us with its own stock characters. There are the young Daily Show watching Obama maniacs," and now you just fill in the chop house for the Daily Show. Yeah. It's so funny. Obama maniacs getting over their irony addiction by falling by falling earnestly in love with the senator from Illinois. There are the pissed off second wave feminists, uptight and out of touch, howling as their dream of seeing a woman in the Oval Office fades. And then there are the young women caught between them. According to the media script, these cool young customers have embodied their elders' worst nightmare of a generation that takes feminism's victories for granted by throwing Hillary Clinton over for her challenger faster than you can say, "I've got a crush on Obama." These young women are way over feminism, we're told, and perceive gender bias to be an antiquated notion. They are embarrassed and annoyed by the public entreaties of war horses like Gloria Steinem and Robin Morgan. Pressure from their forebears only serves to alienate them from the second wave and drive them further into the disheveled embrace race of "Yes We Can," the "Yes We Can" dude down the block.
Wow.
All of this has happened before. Oh. All of it will happen again.
Time is a flat motherfucking circle.
And wouldn't you know it, Traister wrote a big piece in The Cut this week about this whole thing, which he was just like, you know, why the perils of talking about sexism. And it was a valiant effort by Traister. She tried to paint Warren in the best light, but it's very telling if you read that article that even she cannot really bring herself to believe. The best she can say is that, like, this was just misinterpreted.
Yeah.
That both sides have misinterpreted what was, you know, a conversation, right. And to imply also that, but like genuinely, like, the sympathy resides with Warren because, you know, women have all been in situations where they're running for president and the man who's also running for president expresses at least some hesitation about being, not even a hesitation, but just saying that, like, you should be aware that Trump is going to use every, you know, sexist trick in the book against you, so be prepared for that, and felt, you know, the microaggression that is, right?
It's fucked up.
Yeah, it's dicked up.
It is horrifying just to see how many people have been totally conditioned to view politics through this petty lens of like it needs politics exists to reflect and validate my personal experiences,
yep.
Like at work or whatever.
Yep.
Like, I'm going to vote for this person, and that's really going to own the guy at my office who, like, Steve with the coffee breath or whatever. It's like, just this horrifyingly small bore mindset, considering the fucking position we find ourselves in.
Yeah.
You're all just doing like fucking Versailles, what do you call it? Like, you know, with the hats, the big... The big hair.
I don't know.
He's the brains of the show, folks.
You're doing dinner table pettifoggery.
It reminds me of Waiting for Guffman when he starts to. It's like in France when, you know, they'd smack you with a glove and be like, D'Artagnan, and he'd slap him.
Well, that's what I'm talking about. That's exactly what I'm talking about. Bunch of guys eating small cakes, doing cutting remarks to each other.
Yeah.
That's all this is, just blown up. And we all have to pretend that we give a shit about it. Yeah, because we've drained politics of any meaning.